This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. The Wisconsin spring election was historic. Voters turned out to the polls during a global pandemic, but they also made history in the candidates they chose. One of the biggest upsets of the spring election was the race for Milwaukee City Attorney. Terman Spencer beat out longtime incumbent Grant Langley. Langley held the position for nearly four decades. Spencer ran on the platform of change and made history being elected as Milwaukee's first Black city attorney. WUWM's Angelina Moshe Salazar, in a three-part series, spoke with three candidates who made history in this past election. She first spoke with Milwaukee's first Black county executive, David Crowley, then Milwaukee's first Latina and openly bisexual alderwoman, Jocasta Zamarripa, and today she speaks with Milwaukee's new city attorney, Terman Spencer.
The city attorney's race in Milwaukee doesn't get much attention, but this race certainly was a unique race. You turned a lot of heads early on as you came out strong in the primary, and then you were bedridden with COVID-19 for much of the final weeks of the campaign. But you carried your momentum forward to the general election, where you beat out the incumbent Grant Langley, who has been in office for 36 years. So City Attorney Terman Spencer, with that unique race, with it happening during a global pandemic, with you yourself falling ill, I want to ask, how are you feeling?
What a loaded question. What was I feeling when? Before, after, or?
How were you feeling during the race?
Well, early on, I felt great. I can't say that, because I started getting sick in January. That took me down for about 3 weeks. I like to think this was my third bout with COVID. Then I got about a week reprieve, and then it happened again. Same symptoms, same onset, and another 3 weeks. But we fought through it. We kept moving. And then for the third time when it happened, that one was devastating and knocked me down. But I think because we started the campaign so early, that allow us to maintain a certain degree of momentum and continue on with that. But even during the period when I was sick, I never stopped campaigning.
This was strange for many candidates who had to figure out how to campaign during a public health crisis. Traditional campaigning is you go door to door, you do face to face. It was even more, I would imagine, stressful and challenging for you because you got sick.
During the pandemic, I, like many others, we knew we had to shift the campaign, and it was about time anyway, to more of a media campaign, social media and the like. So that allow us not to be out as much, but be more present in social media.
So how are you feeling now, today?
I'm a lot better than I was. I'm not 100%, but I'm pretty close. I'm trying to arrange clearance. As a matter of fact, I just got notification 5 minutes prior to this that the second test to clear me, to tell me whether or not I'm negative, I'll be able to take, right away, today. So after I do that, get the results, I hope to be out running again with the same vigor that we had during the campaign.
I wish you a speedy and full recovery.
Thank you.
You made history by becoming Milwaukee's first Black city attorney. So please tell our listeners why you believe that this is a significant moment in this city's history.
Well, I think history was made because of the voices of the people and not really being satisfied with the last close to four decades of administration. So having said that, I think it's really important to know that the city attorney's office was in desperate need of reshaping, amelioration, and changing the trajectory of what's been occurring. As such, I think it was the opportune time for me to come in and to run for that on the premise of change. Looking at what some of the things that we are facing and the exorbitant amount of payouts we're paying for the city for police misconduct and the like, it was time. It was time for change. And I think the citizens of Milwaukee felt the same. I mean, well, it's obvious that they did. Mm-hmm. As I ran, it was not just for me running, it was not an I thing. I like to think of it as a we thing. And because the outcome and the numbers, I think that tells us that it's a mandate. It's a mandate that I go in and make those requisite changes that I ran on, because this is what they believe in and what they bought into. So we have to do it.
One thing that you mentioned and you criticized your opponent for was the exorbitant amount of payouts that taxpayers have to pay. Are you referring to our relationship with the police and our community?
Well, it's not just that you mentioned with police. Of course, we need and we have to do a lot of work to better the relationship with the police department and the community. We have to kind of bridge those gaps to let them know and understand that they're there to protect and serve. And we have to kind of change the philosophy and get more to a community policing. So we have to initiate more programs that will allow the community to interact with the police on a more personal basis, where they can embrace the change and get behind them as they do their work. Now, with respect to the cost, that's just part. It's a philosophical approach to how the office had decided to handle certain cases, but it's not just there, it's in other cases too. So I'm gonna take this time to investigate closely so I can substantiate not just what I suspect, but I feel I have some evidence and findings, and I want to collect that data before presenting it to the public. But yes, there's absolutely a problem with the way we approach cases and issues and how we resolve them at the end of the line with that payoff. I think it can be done a lot better.
You will play a major role in the city as the new Milwaukee city attorney. You're going to be protecting Milwaukee's investment in big projects, representing Milwaukee public schools and the pension system, looking at building code violations and discrimination complaints, and as you mentioned, lawsuits against the police. What is one area that you are going to tackle on day one?
Well, you know, I think day one, the easiest thing is to start making the office a little more transparent and open to the public. I think when they call now, and not during the pandemic, but when you call on issues, you're not able to talk to someone. You get these recordings. I think we have to be more available. But now with respect to the other issues, they're not going to be resolved in day one. Nothing can be done in day one other than saying hello, and you can't even do an introduction to the whole staff in day one. But what you can do is you can systematically chronologize what need to be done and start developing a program to attack those things and correct them. But day one, you know, if you make it in the office and start looking at what need to be changed in the decoration, that's monumental in my opinion.
So let's talk about going back to the office. You are recuperating with your health. I'm curious, what does transitioning into this office look like for you?
I think realistically, in light of the pandemic, that transition that would normally be trying to take place 7 days is not going to happen in 7 days. First of all, I have not set foot in the office yet. And I suspect, due to the pandemic, that calendar of transition and being acclimated to the office is going to be somewhere like 30 days out, 35, 40 days. But once I get in, I need to know the players and need to start setting things up. But rest assured, I have not been sitting on my laurels. I have made requisite contacts. I have consultants lined up. So when we do get in the office, we will hit the office and hit the floor running. So I have some objectives. I have a number of folks on my transition committee, former judges, intellectual, legal minds of the community that will be working with me to ensure this transition is made properly. And the best minds will be looking at the city attorney's office, because we feel it's a very important office, but there's a lot of change that need to be made. And I won't begin to profess that I'm a know-it-all away with having all the knowledge. So what I've done was I've enlisted the experience of some real reputable people in the legal community and minds to assist me in making this transition.
City Attorney Terman Spencer, I want to give you the opportunity to talk about any final words you want to leave our listeners with.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you to you, excuse me, for giving me this opportunity. I'd like the listeners to know that I really appreciate getting behind me to elect me into this office and having faith and trust in me to make these changes. And I will be doing my very best to make sure that I honor everything that I platformed on. I want you to rest assured that I'm going to take the requisite steps to make sure that this is not done arbitrarily or capriciously. I have the best interest of the community at heart, and I'm planning to do the city's work. Because without you, we do not have an office. We do not have a system. So having said that, again, thank you. And I would like to humbly express that I'm honored to be able to be the voice for the city and to lead the direction of the city attorney's office.
Terman Spencer is the newly elected Milwaukee City Attorney. He spoke with WUWM's Angelina Moshe Salazar. Angelina also spoke with Milwaukee County Executive-elect David Crowley and newly elected Milwaukee City Alderman Jocasta Zamarripa. And you can find all three of these interviews at WUWM.com.